Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
It's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neutrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you guys. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am your host, Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. We have a caller waiting, and it's an important call, so we'll get to happy birthday to my friend George El Wapo Busby. Happy birthday to my friend Charles D. Bagsby Jr. Also, congratulations to his promotion to captain, to my friend Charles Ernesto Trubig. Congratulations to all of you guys. But we're talking about Father's Day today, this episode, and what is and what happened in 1910. It was founded by Samora Smart Dodd, who wanted to honor her single father, who was a widowed Civil War veteran. It started off localized, and it took for over 60 years for it to become an official permanent national holiday, the third Sunday of every June. On the line now is Pastor Joe, and he's going to give why it is important to have fathers. Pastor Joe, introduce yourself to the Patriots and tell everyone why fathers are important. Thank you, sir.
Well, John, thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the air with you. Always, when God provides opportunities to share His truth and who He is and His love for humankind, it's those opportunities you have to take advantage of, and so I'm very grateful and honored. You refer to Father's Day. You know, the biblical principle from fathers is something that's ordained by God. It was what God wanted. And even on yesterday, we talked about the impact that a father has. And I asked the team in the video booth, I said, play the scene from the end of the Knicks San Antonio Spurs game in Madison Square Garden. And I said, play the part of the scene where there's this embrace of Jalen Brunson and his dad. And so they played that on the video. And when it went off, I said, but there's another video out there when Jalen Brunson was maybe 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And he's training with his dad. And so they played that video, and it showed the dad just really, putting him through a workout and literally saying, if this is what you want, this is the work you're going to have to put in to accomplish what it is you believe God has put inside of you. But it was the presence of his dad, not just at the championship game, although he's a coach, with the Knicks, but you could see the presence of his father in his life from the very beginning. And so having a father present in your life is so important because that's where you're going to be validated. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know, for me, John, is always based upon biblical principles and truth. And so if Jesus needed to be validated by God, by his father, what makes us think that young men, and as well young ladies, young girls, young boys, don't need the same validation in this human body that we live with. And so everybody that has, you know, looked at the scripture that once Jesus was baptized, we heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Mm-hmm. And so now I know who I am, whose I am. But early on, I'm validated. And I think for the kind of work that you do and your just love for young people, and then especially young boys trying with everything that lies within you to help them to know that you're looking for validation, but you're looking for it, you know, in the wrong places. And yet, I'm going to fuss, if nothing else, at our church at Mount Hebron. You know, fish don't come into the boat. I've seen people on the causeway. I've seen people, whether it's in a canoe or a fancy boat, but you got to go to where the fish are and then catch them and reel them in. And, you know, like any good fisherman, cut off that crazy head thinking and clean them up so they can be seasoned with love, seasoned with grace, seasoned with the Word of God. And so for us, it's not anything that we're going to run from, but we're going to embrace it and ask God, you know, God, show us how to do it. We want to do this your way, your Pastor, will, your way.
Pastor Joe, is frustrating. I become frustrated in trying to encourage boys and to men and trying to remind fathers to parent. I'm sometimes ready to give up. What do we tell dads out there? They're saying, man, I tried as hard as I could. I can't do no more. What do we tell them?
Well, I don't have a worldly answer for dad, but I will say to dad, listen, sometimes the excuse is, well, I didn't have a daddy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I had a deadbeat dad as well. I got that. But you can't keep living handcuffed and compartmentalizing that. You got to be set free from that. We even took all our men Sunday through a moment where they could tell God they were sorry that the anger that they had for their dad or not having one and asking God for forgiveness and releasing their dads. See, it's hard to father when you've never been fathered.
Mm-hmm.
And they find it tough. And then, of course, now I'm looking for any and every other thing. I'm looking for somebody give me the thing of this. And no, I think it goes back to you having a relationship with a father. Well, Pastor Joe, I didn't have one. Okay, but then there's God. And he says to us clearly in Scripture, I'll be a father to the fatherless. If you let me love you, then you'll know how to love. But when I don't know how to love, then I'm based upon getting all my expertise from a world that the world didn't create love. That comes from God. I remember saying to them, and I showed them several scenes in the Bible, and I said, how about this? In John chapter 5, Jesus heals this lame man. People are, the religious folks are really hateful about that. And finally, Jesus says in John 19 and 20, he said, listen, I only do what I see my Father do. So you complaining about this miracle, you're complaining about lives being changed. Well, I'm only doing what I see my Father do. And to me, that's key, that if Jesus says, I can only do what I see my Father does, that's going to be the same, John, for every man. And if you're listening tonight, my brother, it doesn't mean that you have to be in the house. You just got to be present. You just got to be present.
Thank you, Pastor Joe. We're coming up on our first break. Thank you for calling in and explaining the importance of fathers and the effect and influence they have on the family.
I appreciate the opportunity, John. God bless you, man. Don't give up.
I'm not, and our campaign will start next week, and I'll let you know when we kick it off. Men United Against Violence, you've always been active. We'll let you know what we're doing next week, Pastor Joe. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
As we're coming up on our final break, let what Pastor Joe sink in for a second, how important fathers are. So we're coming back. I have a couple of more callers. If you guys are out there, 251-343-0106, just hold the line or text and we'll get to you, all right? Thank you, guys. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Happy Father's Day. We're back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Pastor Joe just talked about how important fathers are in the home. I have my good friend Jonathan Stagger Lee on to talk about why fathers are important to daughters. Are you there, Stagger Lee?
I'm here, Mr. Right. Mobile. I appreciate you letting me call in.
Dude, we've been talking about this, getting you on air for at least a year.
Quite a while, yes, sir.
But now you are here. And the day after Father's Day, first of all, happy Father's Day to you and your daddy. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Our listeners, why fathers are important to their daughters or to little girls, why little girls need their father.
Sure. You know, one of the things, of course, I'm in law enforcement with you at the police department in Mobile and also do ministry work. And I've had the pleasure of the last 10 years working with the Mobile County Health Department part-time in the Fatherhood Initiative. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned in that program, we call it an evidence-based program, it just talks about some data, and then it gives ways that we teach men to be better men and better fathers. I will say, you know, our nation is kind of fracturing, obviously, and communities are struggling, but before the community, there's the family. You know, if you look at Scripture, even before Christ founded the church, the family was there. One of the largest issues that we're seeing in our country today is the fatherless crisis. 18 million homes, one in four, don't have a father in the home. The Pew Research Center said that is out of the 130 countries, it's the highest rate of children living in single-parent household in the world.
In America.
In our country, mm-hmm. Yes. You know, two times more likely to drop out of high school. You're four times more likely to grow up in poverty. And we're talking about daughters and females, seven times more likely to become pregnant as a teen if a daughter grows up in a fatherless home. Now, I'll tell you one thing that's cool about this data is it's kind of similar even if the father doesn't physically live in the home with the daughter. As long as that father is in the daughter's life, mm-hmm. The dad is very similar. So we won't, as Pastor Joe was saying, early presence. I will say we've talked about this for a year, and then you put me behind Pastor Joe. So I don't know. Look, you got me on that one. So kudos to Mr. Mobile. But, you know, what really, you know, fathers really shape their daughter's identity. You know, we talk about the dad, but the reality is, the daughters are, especially young daughters, are starting to ask questions like, am I valuable? Am I lovable? Am I capable? And a good father is going to provide that sense of security and safety and encouragement. You know, really the daughter or the dad is really the first example of how a man should treat her and what a man is. And I found, you know, this experience in law enforcement and just in teaching that, you know, when a father's present and he's engaged, daughters are much more likely to develop that self-confidence and that self-worth. And when they don't have that self-confidence, self-worth, then some little knucklehead boy is going to come up there and whisper some sweet nothings in their ear. And next thing you know, they're going further than they should go. And then we kind of have this cycle of teenage pregnancy. And unfortunately, that's why you see the poverty rate so high and things like that. So, you know, what's encouraging is, and I think Pastor Joe mentioned it, being present. We don't need perfect dads. We need present dads. And, you know, even if you're not physically in the home with the mother, I mean, you can be involved in the school. JY, now these apps, you can even know the grades that the test quizzes that day. It's crazy. And so you can be plugged in. So even if you're not in the home with a daughter or physically, you can be really, really engaged. Go into extracurricular events and things like that, is so important for developing young girls because they look at the dad as their role model, someone that's there to provide them security.
Stagger Lee, a father shows a girl what she is supposed to expect from a man, right? He's
absolutely
the interaction with mom and how he speaks to her. So girls are supposed to look for a mate, a husband, based on what dad has shown, right?
Absolutely. I think just on experience, I think some of the biggest issues is there becomes, if you just have a mother there, and we're so for single mothers where they do way more than they should. So this isn't a knock towards that. But when a young child, especially a daughter, sees a mother doing everything, then you have a confusion of what healthy roles are like, confusion of, you know, what's the standard in a partner, you know, because the mom's doing everything. So that man has to be in that life to show the daughter really the roles and how they should be. And it really works for boys as well.
Right. So you mentioned earlier that you're involved in some programs that are outreach programs.
Yeah.
Talk about them. Explain them. Define them and tell people how to get in contact.
Sure. Absolutely. So since 2016, I've been involved with the Mobile County Health Department. There's a program. It's funded by the Children's Trust Fund. It's called the Fatherhood Initiative Program. I believe it started in the prisons. It's similar to 24/7 Dad. There are many locations that we teach this even now, places like Salvation Army, Community Corrections, Family Haven, Day Reporting Center, that's affiliated Department of Parole. If you know someone that could use a little help being a better man, a better father, contact the Mobile County Health Department. That number is 251-544-2095. That's 251-544-2095. That's specifically the fatherhood program. It's about an 8 to 12 week program. Really helps giving tools for men to be better men. And then gets plugged in, and there's all kinds of resources to help men get jobs. We assist trying to help with different aspects is really, really key. And unfortunately, I've seen over the years where a lot of men never had an example of what a father is. And so there's some tools that the health department with this initiative, fatherhood initiative program, can provide. And I would encourage somebody to reach out, and we'd be more than happy to help you in getting in that.
You said earlier about going to prisons. Are you guys still going to the prisons and speaking to young men?
There was a time where I volunteered part-time with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, and it's been a while since I've done that. But there are still post-COVID, it started to pick back up. And so I have not personally done that, but there's still many, many programs. Rock of Ages, Prison Ministries is positive in that. But I haven't done it in a while. I need to get back to it.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of busy.
A little bit.
Yeah. The emphasis on fatherhood and the Men United Against Violence, you know, the organization I'm a member of, we start with the foundation of men being the bedrock of their family, which brings stronger communities. The emphasis being that girls are less likely to have children outside of marriage with a strong father. Boys are less likely to carry guns. In Mobile this past weekend, with the violence that we've seen, and we can't be too specific on it, but does a father decrease out of birth wedlock? Does it diminish the likelihood of gun violence? Does it give girls confidence and identity of who they are?
Yes, and so many reasons, but for a few, yes. One, I really believe that if a man is not in their child's life, they have a hole inside of them. And so many times we see angry young men and they're fearful. They don't even know they're fearful. And so that's where you lead to the gun violence and things of that nature. Same thing with a woman or a young girl has a hole in their heart because they just want a father there. But also you got that strong figure where that boy is young and you need to be on top of him as he's growing, getting older. Where he knows how many times growing up did I hear my mom say, hey, when daddy home, you're going to get a whooping for what you did. And he came home and I got a whooping and I needed one. And so the man is so important, the way God established it, where man is the head of the house. And that doesn't mean that a woman is under him, that they're working together and they have different roles. And so absolutely,
I learned quite early when I got into law enforcement that we could reduce crime significantly if men would just be fathers, better fathers, and more present. And that's why I've spent the last 10 years in the fatherhood program, because I believe so importantly on the impact that, men can have in young boys' and young girls' lives. Absolutely.
And it is a tough pill to swallow to say this, because we are so used to the excuse being, I didn't have a dad, and like you said earlier, Pastor Joe said earlier, how do we get away from that? How do we get back to you still have choices to make?
Yeah, we've really lost accountability in our country today. And it's hard to take accountability, but if you really think about it, Adam, when he sinned, he blamed Eve. He blamed the woman and the Lord. He said, Lord, the woman that you gave me caused me to sin. So blame is easy. And so it's easy to say, hey, I didn't have a father, or hey, I didn't come from much money, and hey, I had this and hey, that. It's comfortable, right? And so, but it repeats the cycle.
Right.
And my dad taught me to have pride in your name and have pride in who you are. And I think that what you have to do is you have to say, I'm going to be a victor, not a victim, despite where I grew up, whether it be in a poor inner city area or an impoverished rural area. You can transcend those things. It can be tougher. I would encourage men to step up, and if you want to be a better man, a better father, go to and learn from better men and better fathers. And they're in churches, and they're in sports programs, and they're in fatherhood initiatives. And let's help each other. As Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. So let's help each other.
Thank you, Stagger Lee, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really did appreciate it.
Wonderful. We're coming up on our next break. And we got someone else coming on after this. 251-343-0106. I want to hear from you, Patriots. Bye. Welcome back. Tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We are talking about Father's Day. I have a caller on the line waiting, but I have to first talk about Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, located at 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653 Gold. Ed, Sandra, Braxton, J.J. Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly. Tell them I sent you and get the Father's Day special, which is a hug from J.J. Pastor Billy, are you there? We have a caller holding. Billy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Billy. My brother.
Yes, sir.
What is your Father's Day message to sons?
My Father's Day message to sons is we as fathers must be that biblical representation of what fatherhood and manhood is all about. In terms of showing our sons ethics, which is a biblical standard of righteousness. The boy needs to see integrity and godly manhood and morality and godly character in the father, because he is the one that he is looking at as a visible representation of who he is going to be one day. The son needs to see that father operate with integrity in terms of what he says, not just being a person that's there just to be a provider, which is needed, of course, and that protector. But that father needs to be present in that son's life in a more emotional way as well, in terms of conflict resolution, because we have so many young boys that feel like they have to operate by using violence and allow their emotions to take over, really their mind. and all of us are have the tendencies to want to react out of our emotions. But that father is supposed to be there to show him what conflict resolution is all about in terms of a biblical way. That father needs to show him that he loves the Lord with all his heart. And he's not just saying that, but he's demonstrating it. It reminds me of Jesus. God told us that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Well, he didn't just tell us that he loved us, but he demonstrated it. So fathers must demonstrate that love to his sons and to family and to loved ones, and he must be able to stand upon biblical principles when nobody else does it. So in other words, that son needs to see character and not the man just caving in to the cares of this world.
But Billy, you make it sound so easy. You make it sound so easy. It's tough being a father. Or is it easy being a father?
It's very, very tough being a father, but the blessed part about it is that we don't have to do it alone. You know, the scripture teaches us that Christ in us the hope of glory. So he is our hope. And what makes it extremely difficult is when we're trying to father outside of Christ. And I think that's the problem we're seeing today. We're trying to be dads outside of a biblical foundation. You know as well as anybody. In order to build a home, you must have a solid foundation.
But Billy, listen, man, my daddy was a dope dealer. I'm a dope dealer. My son's going to be a dope dealer. That's just the way it is, right?
No, it's not, because my daddy was a whoremonger, alcoholic. His daddy was a whoremonger and an alcoholic. I had become myself a whoremonger and an alcoholic. But that trend changed. That trend changed and it stopped with me.
How?
Because when Christ opened up my eyes and opened up my understanding, he taught me that all of that was vanity. He taught me that I was in pain and I was crying out and I needed help. And I needed the help of the Lord because I couldn't get it from Daddy. He wasn't present. So I love to hear young boys say, "Well, man, I didn't have my dad in my life, and I didn't have this. I was put at a lot of disadvantages." I raised my hand. I said, "So was I," because we can always come up with an excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Christ is the answer.
But Billy, listen, you're a preacher. You don't understand what time it is on the street right now. You don't understand what these kids are going through and experiencing. Who are you to tell them what they can or can't do?
Well, I wasn't born a preacher. I didn't come out of my mother.
We've had conversations. I understand.
I didn't come out of my mother's womb a preacher, so I was on doing everything that I thought I was big and bad enough to do as well. And I like to remind them of, just because your life has been one way, it doesn't have to stay that way. Paul was a man named Saul at one time when he was crucifying and killing Christians and dragging them out of the synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
We saw in scripture where Christ came into his life and he turned his life around. And he did a great work, actually wrote 13 epistles. So we can see that change is very, very important and it's very, very real. And we got to give our children hope to know that. How many times we're going so far to the negative about what they're doing and they're not doing this and not giving them a biblical guideline on how and why God loves them, even in the midst of their failure. So it's important.
So you can't tell me that father's role in a boy's life is that important, because they got social media. They got a football coach. Yeah. They have this influence. They don't need dads nowadays. They got them on TV and in sports.
And that influence is very, very great, but it's very, very dangerous as well. Because one thing I found out about fathers, as I said earlier, they must be present. And I'm not talking about present just visibly or naturally, because you can have a lot of fathers that may be in-house, but they're not present. I'm talking about that father showing them, saying, hey, you can make it. This is the way that we're going to live our life. And I'm not just going to tell you this, but I'm going to demonstrate this before you. And remove all of the outside influences, because these influences can be dangerous. And they put up a smoke screen that's not real.
Explain, expound on that. What does that mean? You know, because it sounds like... Go ahead.
Because a lot of we see on social media, we know that it's not real. People portray themselves to be one thing when they're actually not, because they're actually themselves are starving and they're empty. But they show a great picture. And if you don't know any better, you'll look at them and say, that's the goal. But one thing about a father that's been in the home, that father will show that child, no, that's not the game. That's not the direction that you want. Because the enemy disguises himself as the what? The angel of light. Now, I'll have that visible influence and that spiritual guidance as a father to show him that, no, it's a better way than that. I have to be the greatest coach to my son. I have to be the greatest influencer, get it, to my son.
Do you think families have given out their responsibility outside the home, whether it's school or sports or TV? Have they just sort of outsourced their responsibility?
Yes, that's exactly what they've done, because now it has become a bitter for them, because they're tired and they're weary. Not making an excuse for them, but we have some lazy parenting today, and I understand that we're living in a different time, but it doesn't matter what time that we're living. Biblical principles always work. Being that one that's there to guide and lead and to be a beacon of light for that child, it still works today.
So there's nothing new written under the sun. We just have to get back to what used to work.
Right. Exactly. You said it best, brother. You said it best. And I just would like to encourage our parents, those that are listening, that it's never too late. You know, I come from an environment of a single parent home. It's never too late.
Thank you, brother. It's wonderful. You know, I'll be in contact with you. Our summer campaign starts next week. You've always been there, Billy, man. You're the greatest.
God bless you, brother.
Now we're back at you. Thank you. Come up on our final break tonight at Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Father's Day edition. We'll be right back.
If I eat a little kid, sticks his finger in my plate, I'll be signing autographs for 3 months.
Welcome back to Ida Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I have to give Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn another shout out. I didn't do them justice. 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Their phone number is 251-479-4653 Gold. Ed, Sandra Braxton, JJ Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly are there. For whatever your needs are, if you need something for your bathroom, bedroom, boudoir, sockets, lockets, maybe even some pockets. They have everything, musical instruments, gold, silver, firearms, pistols. I don't think they sell human organs. But JJ is more than happy to give you a big fat hug, and Braxton will let you comb his beard with every gun that's purchased. Jonathan Lee left a phone number, 251-544-2095. If there's someone you know that needs help, learning the skills necessary to be a father. And I brought three men on, three men I respect and revere. Pastor Joe, who pastors Mount Hebron, talked about father's role overall. Jonathan Lee, who was also a major on the police department, talked about the importance of fathers to their daughters. And Pastor Billy King talked about the role of fathers to their sons. And for the Father's Day program, Father's Day was yesterday, but we sometimes need to hear how important, why we need fathers, why we kids should marry before, women should marry before they carry. And I am not speaking down to anyone. I paid tens of thousands, if not $100,000 in child support for two children I had outside of marriage. I'm not speaking down to anyone. I'm speaking to people. Don't make the mistakes I made. Don't do what I did. Marry that woman before you have a child. And be there desirously, if that's a word, Hatter. But not out of compulsion because, well, I'm paying, I need to be there. Want to be there for birthdays. Want to be there on holidays. Fathers in homes, the statistics speak for themselves how important fathers are to children. It doesn't matter income. It doesn't matter how much money you spend or throw at the problem, but are you there to help solve the problem? And are you there being a positive role model? Are you a father who is teaching ethics and morals and, like Billy said, character? Are you there, or are you there enforcing the same negativity and stereotypes that they've dealt with? I don't try to mind anyone else's business. But when I see guys 55 years old, my age, wearing their cap backwards and socks with shower shoes with whatever hairstyle is in popularity at the moment with their children, is what are you teaching them? We have to outgrow things at a certain point. We have to leave some things to the kids to have. Let the kids have their silly jargon and lingo and dumb slang. We have to outgrow calling each other bro and go to Mr., saying sir. We have to set a higher example. Because if we don't, we will only continue with what we have and it will only get worse. I did the firing round, the fast round with Billy, all asking questions, but he fired back. Just because you were doesn't mean you have to be. And all too often, in the subculture of black folks, it is that. We keep telling black kids, that's all you can be. The obnoxious, loud, overweight, obese black woman wearing a blonde weave screaming about racism. Where's your daddy? Where's your husband? And again, I'm not preaching down to anybody. I'm saying don't do what I did. Don't make the mistakes I made. Be something better. Hatter, are you reading a text message?
Let's see. Fellas, great callers tonight. Pastor Billy, really.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rip. For every action, there is a reaction. Thank you, Rip. I agree. And we have to start. Once upon a time, What you got, Hatters, making you laugh?
I couldn't read the rest of the text.
Oh, you couldn't see.
Really put the feed out where the goats can get at it. Fellas, great callers tonight. Pastor Billy, really put the feed out where the goats can get at it.
That you have to be a Southerner to understand that. You only Southerners understand that. But we have to start setting a higher example. I'm fortunate. Johnny Mac Young did not allow me to make excuses. Was he too harsh sometimes? Probably. But was he right? Yes. Because life is like that. He was not trying to prepare me. He was not preparing me for a life of comfort. He must have prepared me for a life of discomfort, even when he could. I remember my buddies had a condo down at the Gulf my junior year in high school, and they came by, and we were going to have a good time. But my check from Burger King on Airport Boulevard near Schillinger's Road had not arrived, and we're talking 1988, 89. Gas was like 80 cents a gallon. 20 bucks could have helped me chip in on gas, $9.99 for the room, and whatever. Whatever we bought to drink when we got there. 20 bucks, he would not loan me the money. He wouldn't give it to me, and he taught me a lesson. So being a father is not always the easiest, but I think I had one of the greatest. My godfather, Theodore Andrews, one of the greatest godfathers. I had no doubt, understanding now what godfathers are, that if something had happened to Johnny and Cecilia, that Theodore and Vera Andrews would have raised me. I have zero doubt. Thomas Young, whom I am named after, Clara Young, his wife, my momo, Thomas was not my biological grandfather. I didn't know that until I was well into my 20s. Because of how much he loved us and cared for us and provided for us. Don't be me. Be them. My mother walked out on us our seventh grade year in middle school. Came home, she packed up her stuff and left. Wisconsin Avenue. Johnny Mac showed up and said, "Don't worry about anything," and moved in within a week. And raised us and provided for us in spite of how many low-down, dirty, no-good things I did. Families all can learn from that, but black kids now, more than anything, need to understand this. Because 90% of our violent crime in the city of Mobile is perpetrated by black kids. And if we can correct the familial aspect of that, we can decrease it. But how do we do it? By telling the truth. If your elected officials won't tell the truth, your preachers won't tell the truth, maybe you need somebody else to lead you. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Thanks for everyone calling in. Tonight, Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I made it another week. We'll see if I'm here next week. Good night.